Da, Shehaveros vahamitzvos hatorios omnom yimtzu b'shnei chalokim echelke hanefesh. The Averos and the Mitzvos of the Torah are found by two of the chalokim of the nefesh. Vehem achelek hamargish vachelek hamisorer levad. And that is specifically the chelek hamargish, which we said are the senses, smelling and eating and tasting and looking and touching. All of those senses are subject to mitzvos and averos. They're things that we're supposed to eat, things that we're not supposed to eat, things that we're supposed to look at, things we're not supposed to look at, things that we're supposed to smell, things we're not supposed to smell. Vechule. Ubishnei elu achalakim yakol averos vamitzvos. And in general, all the mitzvos haTorah, at least certainly the mitzvos that require pu'ula and action, so and the averos, those are generally associated with those chalakim of the nefesh. Omnam. But the first two faculties of man, which are the growth, the zan, the nutrients, the development, the part of the soul that allows for physical development, and the chelek hamedame, which is all of the subconscious faculties of the mind and the imagination. And that's why when we say imagination, we don't mean the act of imagination that a person sits and thinks and imagines and fantasizes. We mean when a person, the automatic functioning of the mind that goes on subconsciously, consciously, but automatically. So in these areas, there's no das and bechira. We don't choose to grow. It's just a function that the body engages in. You can't say, I want to stop growing, or I want my heart to stop beating. And that's why they continue to function while we're sleeping. They continue functioning in their regular functioning while we're sleeping. Which is not true about some of the other forces within our soul. But when it comes to the chelek hasichli, so here there's a little bit of a discussion, there's a debate. But I think that this one, the intellectual faculty, it also is subject to mitzvos and averos. Lefia munas das betelo munas das emitas, if you have proper beliefs or not, right? The Rambam's first mitzvah in the Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzivtecha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in Leida or Lahamin, but whichever one it is, to believe in God. But the reason why he didn't immediately put it in the first category with the first two, which were the Margish and the Chelek HaMesorer, is because there's no Maisa Mitzvah associated with the Chelek HaSichli. So even if there's a mitzvah to have Avos Hashem, but it doesn't necessarily manifest itself in a Maisa. And that's the reason why the Rambam says, I limited the arena of mitzvos and averos to the first two chalakim. Omnam, hamaylos hein shnei minim, maylos hamidos and maylos hasichlios. Now, when we speak about a person's ability to gain maylos, the ability for a person to be elevated in a certain way, there's two ways that a person can be elevated. There's Milos Amidos, through his Midos, and Sichlios, through his intellect. U'kenegdon shnei minei p'chisos, commensurate, or not really commensurate, is not the right word, in parallel to the Milos Amidos and the Milos Sichlios, you can also have p'chisos Amidos, bad Midos, and p'chisos Sichlios. Omnom, Milos Sichlios hein yimtzu chelek Sichli. And certainly, Milos Sichlios are associated with the fifth chelek of the human soul, the chelek hasichli. Mehena chachma, so part of it is wisdom. V'hi yadiyas hasibos harachokos v'akrovos, achar yadiyas mitzias davar asher yachru sibosov. And that is having, that is developing your intellect and acquiring wisdom. And that's understanding what the cause of things that you're trying to understand, or to understand things properly, yediyas mitzios hadavar, to understand the essence of something. Umehena seichel hashem menu aseichel yunivu nimtzalano b'teva. It's lano muskalos rishonos, and there's also muskalos rishonos, which are our our initial or our intuitive things that we're able to intuit on our own. Menu seichel nikne, and then there are things that we don't intuit on our own, but things that we wisdom that we acquire through somebody teaching us or through studying. I'm not going to get into right now all the different faculties of intellect and the ways that a person acquires intellect. There's certain clarity of understanding and depth of understanding. There's also tov havana. So there's clarity and there's ability. There's quickness. How sharp a person is. Below zman op zman karo. If you're able to understand things quickly. And when we speak about prisus or of seichel, when we talk about prisus miloshen lacking. So when a person is not elevated intellectually, so it's the opposite, right? He doesn't have a deep understanding of things. He doesn't understand things quickly. He doesn't intuit things. Or he doesn't, when people teach him, he doesn't internalize what they're saying. So that's in terms of the sichlios. Aval mailos hamidos. Yimtzu chela kamis ore levado. But when we speak about having midos, mailos hamidos, elevation and ethical elevation and character traits, so that is more focused on the misorer. The chelek misorer is the passions, the emotions. The chelek hamargish b'zeh inyan eno rak shamesh the chelek misorer and the senses of the body like smell and touch, those are just they're mishamesh, they're secondary. They're servicing the emotions. Meaning you have a certain emotion for something, and then sometimes you use the body to act it out. But it's the hand servant, it's the maid servant of the Chelek HaMesorer, which is the real headquarters of where Midos comes from. U'maylos zeh Chelek Rabbus Ma'od. And there are many elevations, levels, that a person can reach, like Zehirus, to be careful, which reflects Kloma Yiras HaChet, to be fearful of erring in a certain area. Nedivus, Vayosher, Vahanova, Vashiflus, Vistapkus. There are all the different types of traits, like generosity and being and integrity and humility, and shiftless is even more than humility. Vistapkus is being happy with what you have. Huma shekaru chachamim ashirus, and that being happy with what you have is what Chazal call wealth. As we know, the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, "Ashir asamech b'chelko." Or gvura and courage and amuna, faith, vizulasam. Uprisos zeachelik, and when we speak about a person who is lacking in their midos, they don't have all these milos that we just mentioned. So that's to be lacking in them, or lahosif b'hem, to have too much of them. Right? The Rambam's gonna speak about this soon, but this is the Rambam's famous Shvil Hazav, the Derech HaMamutza, the middle path. And if you're lacking in courage, or if you have too much, that it's not courage anymore, now it's just being reckless. So that's also a prisos hamidos. That's also a certain negative trait. But certainly when we speak about the nutritional soul, the vegetative soul, the soul that accounts for growth, and the medame, the subconscious faculties of the mind, lo ye omar bo lo maila velo prisos. By that, we don't speak about, you don't say that there you've acquired a maila. Now, it's true, certain people have excel, again, not because of their own actions, but they have a certain predisposition to have a better circulatory system. But we wouldn't call that a maila or a prisos. That's not, you wouldn't call that he has a digestive maila. Ach yeomer shuzan al yosher al bilti yosher kmoshomer ish ploni ikulo tovu batal ikulo. That you would speak more that it functions well, it doesn't function well. Such a person has good digestion, has bad digestion. But mylan prisus has a different ring, not only a ring to it. It has a different meaning to it when you speak about to have a mylos hamidos, to have a certain elevation of character. Again, and so too, if his subconscious faculties don't function well, we wouldn't call that a mailer or a chisaron in the context that we're speaking. And that is the topic of this parak.